Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and it seemed like they're getting so aggressive they're going to punch you in the face? Well, here's how to have productive conversations and not turn them into a scene from the movie Rocky.
Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
And welcome to the very first episode of the Council of Trent. And if you don't know what the Council of Trent is or who Trent is, he's me. My name is Trent Horn. I'm an apologist and speaker for Catholic Answers. And this is a podcast dedicated to explaining and defending the Catholic faith. But more importantly, it's a podcast dedicated to helping you learn how to explain and defend the Catholic faith. I've gone around the country for a long time now. Well, 5 years with Catholic Answers. I've gone to conferences, schools, parishes. I give talks. I've spoken with people on the radio, both people who are Catholic, people who aren't Catholic. I've written books. I've tried to figure out different ways for teaching people how to defend the faith. And I realized there was one element that was missing, that maybe I've given talks on subjects. I've written books on different things like atheism or pro-life, or I interact with atheists or Protestants or people who are for abortion or for same-sex marriage on the radio. And these are all great ways to help people see, to model defending the faith, to model explaining the faith. But I wanted to go beyond that to give practical tips for how you can explain the faith to others, where we have a chance, just you and I, we can sit down with different topics, go into them in depth, and I'll give you a roadmap in these conversations, some practical ways to move the conversation forward, how to answer objections, and just really how to keep your cool when you're defending the faith. Because a lot of time when people challenge us for being Catholic, or we go into a situation where people ask us questions, you know, we get defensive. Even I get defensive sometimes. And I think the reason that happens is because, you know, we're nervous or we're scared we're not going to have the right thing to say. We don't want to look dumb. We don't want to look ignorant. We don't want to make the Catholic faith look bad. And so we're stressed by that. It makes us defensive. And then that comes across in our conversations with other people, that we're not as gracious or as compelling or as persuasive as we can be. And this podcast is here to remedy that. I want to give you the tools to do that, to how to respond to people, how to do so in all kinds of different situations on all kinds of different topics. And we'll be covering those throughout, you know, these future episodes we have in our time together. So in our very first episode, I wanted to talk about how to talk to aggressive people. So you see, when I first posed the idea of doing a podcast, I went to my faithful followers on social media. I'm always really appreciative of the input you guys give me on Twitter and Facebook. So I went there and I asked, hey, what do you want to learn about on a podcast that teaches you how to defend your Catholic faith? What specific topic do you want? And I think the number one topic that came up was how to explain the faith, how to handle aggressive anti-Catholics. I was like number one by a large margin. And that can mean a lot of different things. Like when I think anti-Catholic, the first thing that pops in my mind is somebody like Jack Chick. You know, Jack Chick is somebody who did those little comic strips you can find in laundromats or at parks, or fundamentalist preachers will pass them out. And they say things. He has a track called The Death Cookie. It's about the Eucharist. He's a fundamentalist. Protestants will use this to try to make the Catholic Church look satanic, look evil, and it's really over-the-top kind of stuff. It's really in the minority now in modern Protestantism. But the word anti-Catholic for me, I think the more prominent anti-Catholicism we find today is really from secular liberals, secular people who defend things like abortion, contraception, transgender identity, so-called same-sex marriage, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and just non-religion and atheism, that these are the people who I think they really take the rough shots at the Catholic faith that I would call anti-Catholic, and they can sometimes do so in an aggressive way. So how do we respond to them? Oh, one more thing, by the way. I'll be having a special interview this week with my good friend Stephanie Gray, who herself is an expert at dealing with aggressive people, probably even more so than myself, honestly. But another thing I love about this podcast is I'm going to have experts come on in different segments to share their wisdom with you. And since I've been in the same position that they've been in, I'm going to ask them those really, really good questions so we can understand the topics that we're talking about. So what's my take, though? How do you talk to these really aggressive people? I find that the easiest way when I'm talking to someone who's really aggressive, the Christian apologist Greg Kokel calls these people steamrollers. So a steamroller is somebody who just comes at you with emotions. They throw a ton of arguments at you. You know, it's like, you know, they got their Gatling gun, their machine gun of arguments. They want to throw a ton at you, and they don't want to engage you. They don't want to talk to you, whether it's online or whether it's in person. They just want to roll over you. They're that steamroller of anger and arguments. How do you respond to someone like that? I think the key with a steamroller is to let them run out of steam. When they're throwing a ton of questions and arguments and assertions or even just attacks and insults at you, I just try to stay quiet. I let them throw all of that out there until they're done. And eventually they will be done if, you know, they're not mentally unbalanced. But when it's my turn to speak, I don't say, here's why you're wrong, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because then there's just two people that look like they're yelling at each other. The book of Proverbs puts it well. There's two verses in Proverbs that talk about engaging a fool. It says, you know, don't engage a fool where people are going to think you're a fool as well. But if you don't refute a foolish person, then he seems wise in his own eyes. So it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't. You deal with these aggressive people. If you ignore them, they spout their nonsense to everybody. But if you engage them at their level, you look like you're full of nonsense too. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is just to engage them in a charitable way. And that's why I use very simple questions instead of launching a direct counterattack. So I ask questions to stay in control of the conversation. What do you think? Why do you think that? And whenever I ask a question, and when you should ask a question, you should always try to challenge whatever assumption the person has underneath the attack they are making. Challenge that assumption and go deeper, and you'll be able to stop them. I want to give you an example that I think will be very helpful to watch. This is old school. Trent Horn, that before I worked at Catholic Answers, even before I was the Respect Life Coordinator at the Diocese of Phoenix, which is the job I had before I joined the staff of Catholic Answers in 2012, I used to travel the country with a pro-life organization called Justice for All. And we would go around the country, go to universities, and set up these big exhibits with pictures of the unborn before and after abortion. And we would talk to students about abortion. And as you can imagine, when you got an 18-foot high, 40-foot, three-sided exhibit with pictures of dismembered and decapitated unborn children, some people get pretty upset when they see that. I get upset when I see it. But when I get upset at that, I want that killing to stop and I want it illegal. What's weird is I go to campuses and people get upset, not that abortion is happening, they get upset that I'm showing pictures that it's happening, which I never really quite understood. So I had a lot of experience in those few years I was with JFA having these conversations with aggressive people, and not just about abortion, but about being Catholic, being Christian, believing in God, and kind of getting into these discussions and even kind of like debates on open microphones. And that's where I learned a lot of these skills and the kind of skills that I want to teach you to use the same. So I said before, when you deal with someone who's aggressive, I find that calm, penetrating questions that get to the root of the assumptions they're making are key. So this is an excerpt from an open microphone session that I led at the University of New Mexico. That was a while ago. I want to say it was back in 2009, possibly. And it was almost 10 years ago. And so way back in the day, and University of New Mexico, it's a fairly liberal campus, as public university campuses are. But what made this, I don't know if they're still doing it now, wouldn't surprise me if they are, but what made the campus really dark and a difficult place to share the pro-life view is that I stepped on campus and I asked the executive director at the time of Justice for All, I asked him, why do I get such a weird feeling here? And he said to me, Trent, you're getting a weird feeling because not only does this school, you know, the medical school here promote abortion, they teach people to do abortions here on campus. They perform abortions. And you could sense that. I had a crowd when I was doing this open microphone session of 100, 200 people with signs protesting. And so this one woman interjects, and she's your classic definition of an aggressive person, who an aggressive critic. Now listen to how I respond.
No woman did that because she loved it. No woman did that because she thought, I want to kill my baby. They did that because they had no other option.
Okay, so what she's talking about here, she's pointing to the exhibit, these pictures of dead babies. And she's accusing me. She's saying, you know, no one did this because they liked it. As if I was saying women liked having abortions. I've never said that.
They did it because they had to. Have you ever been raped or abused or put down in any way? Have you ever had no options? Probably not, Mr. Smug. Probably not.
Actually, it's Horn, but we could keep going.
Oh, great, wonderful. You're so
When you respond to people, it's okay to have a little bit of a sense of humor about it. You shouldn't insult people directly back, but you don't have to be a doormat either. So keep that in mind, just a little witty comeback to, especially if somebody is behaving in a very disrespectful way. The key here is that if you can respectfully kind of go back at them, then it's okay. So let's continue.
Funny. Oh my God. It's hilarious. Abortion. No. Women don't do that because they love killing babies.
Have I said that they love killing babies?
Yes, you're pretty much putting that up there as though all women are murderers who do that. Some women don't have a choice. Not all women live in suburbia in some great place where they can take care of their babies. Some women live in housing projects. Some women are on welfare and food stamps and have Medicaid. Some women can't take care of themselves or the children they have now, much less those children.
So if they can't...
Okay, so what she's trying to do here, she's trying to distract me. Get me away from the main question of whether abortion's right or wrong. And she's trying to basically say, like, I don't know what I'm talking about. But notice in my response, I'm not going to give in to that. I'm going to ask questions to get to the root of her assumptions, which is that the unborn's not a human being.
Can't take care of the children they have now. Would you be in favor of them euthanizing those children so they don't have to suffer?
That's a dumb to say.
I do understand it's a dumb question, but could you tell me why it's dumb?
I'm not going to do that. You're being ridiculous, but come on. You put all this crap up here.
I don't think I'm being ridiculous at all. The solution you're offering for difficult life problems is a violent one, and I just offered another violent one, and you said it was stupid. You're saying that abortion should be legal for these problems? You're not offering any solutions?
Judge these women.
Okay, and then the conversation continued after that. And in these open microphone sessions, you know, they're not always the most productive, but I think people could see, anyone could see listening to this, I'm putting forward the main issue here, which is in the context of abortion, are the unborn human beings or not? Let's talk about that. You can talk about poverty, you can talk about anything else, but that's not the main issue. So she's, you know, she's getting upset at me. She's, you know, raising her voice and getting at me, but notice even in my tone, very calm, just responding with a question I want answered, but I'm not yelling back. I'm not getting excitable. And that's kind of the demeanor that we need to have when we are engaging others who become aggressive with us. That's the only way that when we try their own game at them, exactly, it's okay to be, you know, have a little jab back to show you're not going to be a pushover. You're not going to be a doormat, for example. I think... on Twitter, on social media, the twits on Twitter sometimes, you know, I get people who, because it's an online forum, and you'll get this too, people are way more aggressive on the internet than in person, because there's a kind of anonymity, and you'll say things on there you'd never say to somebody's face. So I'll have people who will just say the most horrendous insults to me, and then challenge me to debate them. And I think sometimes I've said back to them, you know, I'd love to engage in mental combat with you, but it wouldn't be fair to fight an unarmed person. You know, so you have a good day. So there is a fine line there. If you have to pick between having a funny joke that's legitimately insensitive or offensive versus being gracious, pick being gracious. So it's a fine line. But, you know, don't be a doormat to people either. But, you know, if you're not sure, especially if you're just starting out, just work hard on just being kind to those online or in person if they're being aggressive. The more aggressive somebody is, and I learned this from Stephanie Gray, which you'll hear in the bonus interview if you subscribe, that the more aggressive they get, the louder they get, the calmer and quieter I get, and it neutralizes what they're doing. I'd like to leave you with some advice actually St. Paul gives us in Romans chapter 12. In Romans 12, this is what St. Paul says, and I think it's a wonderful piece of advice to keep with you when you're engaging aggressive people. This is what Paul says. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. If possible, it's not always possible. Sorry, that's a Trent Horn aside. He continues in Romans 12:19, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, and then he quotes the, and then Paul quotes Proverbs. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's say that again. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And when somebody is aggressive towards you, when they're really out to attack you, what will really get them. You know, if they're a troll, if they want to make you upset, what will really make them upset is if you're kind back at them. You can be kind, thank them for their contribution, however minimal it may be, and then ask them pointed questions, get them to those pointed questions. And if they don't want to play ball, say, hey, my time is valuable. Maybe we can try this again at another point. But above all, pray, ask for the Holy Spirit to give you the words to say so you don't lose your cool when talking about hot button issues with aggressive people. Well, that was our first episode. I hope you liked it, and I'm really glad that you stuck around. Do become a subscriber. Get access to content that is only available to limited people. And I hope you'll join me again here on the Council of Trent. So you have a blessed day.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.